How are you? Really, how are you today? Did you get out of bed ready to go, hair on fire, positive, upbeat, motivated? Or was it the other kind of day? I got news for you. It's going to be one or the other, usually somewhere in between, and sometimes all at the same time. And sometimes it just changes every 5 minutes all throughout the day. It's just going to be that way. So it's best to pay attention to the direction you're heading and how you feel about it and choose your emotions. And that's what we'll do today. We're going to focus on what's important. You should be focusing on what's important. But Scott, I am. Everything's important. No, it's not. Most of it's not. We'll talk about that today. But what do you do with what's not important? Well, if you read the title of the program, you know what that is. But we'll talk about that in more detail as the program continues. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer at this here place. Today we're on episode 4569, 17th season of this show. And when I started this show, I started out with a goal of doing 5,000 episodes. There's actually 26 episodes that were never aired, so I technically am ahead of the game here. But published episodes, I said 5,000. So I got a wild hair the other day, and I said, let's figure out exactly when the last episode is, just for the fun of it. January 3rd, 2025. That's the date that came up. So I had a client call right after that. I said, guess what? I figured out the last date, January 3rd, 2025. He said, you can't do that. You can't end the show at the beginning of the year. You got to finish the year, man. Follow through, finish. I said, what? I'm not going to follow through for like 300 plus days. He said, well, end it on the 31st then. I said, no, I won't reach my goal. He said, so what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. It's kind of weird to think about it. 17 years ago, I set that goal of 5,000. Here we are kind of coming down on it. And it's really up to you to keep it there. And if I go any further, it's going to be up to you. Totally, completely up to you. Because I've reached my goal. But something will happen. We'll talk about it more as time goes on here. We'll see. I may continue. I may not. I don't know. Why don't I know? Scott, you should know. You're supposed to be the guy that knows and plans and thinks. I don't have to worry about it. Not until the 3rd of January 2025. There's no need to worry today, but we will talk about it. I promise you that. Does that sound like what goes on in your head? Yeah, it does. It is. It's confusing sometimes to figure stuff out. Oh, I love doing it. I hate doing it, but what am I going to do? I have to do it. No, you don't. I want to do it. Do you ever think that way? You're lying if you say you don't. See, that's the thing about me and my Scott logic. And sometimes it doesn't go down well with a lot of folks who just want the unicorn or rainbow thing. I like unicorns. They're fantastic. Never met one in life and in person. Haven't. I met a lot of rainbows, though. It's kind of cool. But a lot of folks just want to say, hey, no, Scott, don't deal with real life. I have to deal with real life. Because when you take your head out of the sand, when you see exactly what's going on amongst the confusion that is naturally inside your head, you can clearly see the world and things go the way you want them to go. Let me ask you a question.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Are you the kind of person that is always running around putting out fires? Just think about it for a second. When I say putting out fires, metaphorically speaking, there's just crazy stuff happening. A lot of stress. You got phone calls, text messages, people yelling at you, stuff happening. You know, you're late for appointments, whatever. You can't pay the bills. I don't know what it is. Or maybe it's a completely positive stuff. You have so much good stuff going on, you can't get to the bank to deposit your money fast enough. I don't know. Fires that because of your actions and your intentions, you put into place. By the way, sometimes I wonder if you're the fireman or the arsonist. I'm not really sure. In most cases, when I find people that have a crazy life putting out fires all the time, they're the ones that had the matches. So I'm going to take away your matches. if your life is nonstop drama, and my guess is for most people listening to this program, not everybody, because I know a lot of you guys. You guys have been through a lot of living. We have a vast, large audience here. Our audience starts at about 21, 22 years old, has a big gap, a big thump. It's like a bowling ball going through a snake somewhere around 35 years old. And a large number of people at the other end of their career, in their 50s, into their 60s, that are moving that direction. So depending on where you are in this world, it's very different in how you view things. Some of y'all have nonstop stress. I don't. A lot of drama. I don't. A lot of craziness. I don't. And there is a very good chance that you are the cause. Now, there's also a good chance that if you're young enough, you don't know that. Like I said earlier, you think this is the way it's supposed to be. You're running around chasing everything you deem is important. I can tell you factually that most of what you deem important is because somebody said it was important. Somebody influenced you and sent you down a path on a certain direction. And it may have been the right path and maybe not the right path. And in some cases, you want the beauty of getting older is you start to figure that stuff out. You start to look at people like, what? I ain't going to do that. But when you're younger, you just tend to do it. There's just a really good chance you're not going to see that all this craziness going on in your life, chasing everything is important, I'm going to chase it all. You're living with your hair on fire, and it's going to keep you so busy, you're going to spend years wondering why you can't get out of it. Let me say that again. You're going to spend years wondering why you can't get out of it. Now, if you're a millennial, you've had a tough ride. There's no doubt about it. And you guys are really good at trying to minimize it down. And yet your lives are crazy complicated. I know. I have a couple of you. I own the papers for you. Well, I gave the papers to them. I don't own them, but you know I made them. I raised them. Harkin, George Carlin. Years. Why would you spend years wondering why you can't get what you want? When you stop doing anything that results in more craziness, your life is quiet. And that's when good stuff begins to happen. So listen very closely here. And you know this, depending on your experience level, depending on where your head is today, you know that there are things right now dogging you that are going on that if you got out of your life would get easier. But what do I do? Let me tell you, if you drop the news, if you drop social media, if you drop having to maintain 1,000 friends and go down to 3 or 4, which are really pretty much what you have anyway, if you go to bed early and get up early, if you exercise, meditate, read, if you just kind of chill and relax, take a breath, if you check your email once a day, twice a day at the most, pause before you send a response, you know the rules. When you pull back, when you get rid of all that stuff, life gets easier. When I followed my wife's dream and bought a farm and raised alpacas for almost 4 years until she changed her mind, my life was pretty busy. It was crazy busy. I was mowing pastures and taking care of animals and doing all kinds of crazy stuff I'd never done before. Life was pretty crazy on top of everything else I was doing. But the very day she said to me, yeah, I'm just not that into it. And that's pretty much how she said it to me. Chasing the thing she thought was so important, right? It wasn't. It wasn't important to her. It was just something she thought she wanted to do. And yet it took over her life and my life and everybody's lives around us. But as soon as she said, I'm not that into it, I said, well, let's get rid of it. We did. We focused on what was important, which was us. Sold the animals, got off the farm. It's a truth. You are 100% in charge of any action you choose. Any results you get. People you talk to, people you don't talk to. 100% in charge of those actions. May I suggest you choose the good ones, the important ones, really important ones, and everything else just goes away, if you allow it to go away. Footnote, there's a large part of the audience right now saying, but Scott, everything is important. How do I figure out what's important? We can work through stuff like that. Boost Coaching is a place we can do it, or you can just do what I know you already can do. You already know what is actually really important if you'll just admit it, write it down and say, this is what's important in my life, and begin to lean in that direction. And anytime the other stuff pops up, even though you'll want to go to it and deal with it and get caught up in it, just resist and go back to what you know is important. I know it sounds impossible. It's not. In fact, I will bet that if you do this long enough, you're going to do that anyway. You're naturally going to do it because you've done it before. All right. Join me at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. If you are a premium member, thank you so much. If not, you need to join Daily Boost Premium. Get all the benefits we offer there. And it's cheap too, which is awesome. All right. See you tomorrow here on the Daily Boost.